Sad and ill-informed, that's the critique given by Australian bird flu experts on a book by the Indonesian health minister, alleging that the World Health Organization is involved in a global conspiracy to profit from the virus. The health minister, Siti Fadila Supari, makes the allegations in her book entitled It's Time for the World to Change. Its introduction is written by the president, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. In the book, Dr. Supari says the Indonesian victims of bird flu are martyrs whose deaths will help right injustices in the global health system. Barbara Miller has this report.
It's no secret that Indonesia distrusts the system under which countries around the world share samples of the bird flu virus. For the past year, Indonesian authorities have refused to share most of their samples from human victims because of concerns that they would have to pay a prohibitively high price for any vaccinations developed as a result. But in her new book, the country's health minister goes much further with the criticism. Dr. Siti Fadila Supari says the management of global health issues favours what she calls neo-colonialist countries and criminals in the World Health Organization who stand to profit from the vaccinations. Professor Anne Kelso, the director of the WHO Collaborating Centre for Influenza in Melbourne, says she's saddened by the accusations.
Well, of course we don't feel about it that way. We feel we're working for global public benefit by monitoring how this virus is changing as it moves around the world. We don't personally profit in any way from that work. We simply try to do our technical jobs. I have heard this view expressed by the Minister of Health of Indonesia, and it's very difficult for us to hear it because it does contrast so much with our own feeling about the public value of our work. But from their point of view, I suppose this is an important bargaining chip in trying to achieve greater benefits for Indonesia, and so I can understand it to that extent.
Do you think the comments are unfortunate?
Oh, of course we're very sad about them, but that's just one of the risks of working in a world where many people have different opinions and a different perspective, and it's often useful to realise that people can have such a different perspective on something that we do. We have to learn to work with that and try to solve the underlying problems rather than be distracted by the rhetoric, I think.
Ian Gust, a professorial fellow in the Department of Microbiology and Immunology at the University of Melbourne, says the view of the Indonesian health minister is simply inaccurate.
I think it's ill-informed. It shows a fundamental misunderstanding of how the whole WHO system and the public health program to try and control or prevent influenza each year works. The system, as designed, is extraordinarily democratic. WHO set up a network of laboratories around the world to collect influenza strains and try and anticipate changes that might lead to outbreaks in different countries around the world. It predicts what strains are likely to be important. It provides reference viruses to all vaccine manufacturers, whether they're in the private sector or the public sector, at exactly the same time. So every manufacturer is in a position to incorporate the new strains in their vaccine. It doesn't benefit in any way.
In her book, Siti Fadila Supari also says she's worried that the United States could potentially use virus samples to develop biological weapons. Dr. Supari told the ABC she only wanted to raise the issue, not make a direct accusation. But whatever her intention in writing the book, its content suggests a breakthrough in the current standoff and virus sample sharing is unlikely. And with the number of bird flu victims in Indonesia this year already standing at 11, that's a serious concern.
Barbara Miller.